Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Outliers, People Breaking the Mold. I am your host, Jin Okubo. Today, we're going to talk about urban fantasy. That little world that's hidden behind every wall, every crevice, every crack. The eyes you notice in the shadows as you're walking through the forest at night. The little creaking in your house that just pops in when you feel all alone. That's urban fantasy. For this, I bring you to Memories. Memories is my first urban fantasy that I wrote. I re-released it this year, and I'm very happy to re-release it this year, as I had lost my rights to it because I signed a contract for 2 years and the publisher did nothing with it. I'm very happy to get my rights back. I'm very happy to re-release it. Let me give you a quick synopsis, as they say in the movie business, 25 words or less, on what this story is about. This story is a romance fantasy, but in its heart, it's an urban fantasy, straight and true. It starts off with Mark living his life, very mundane, boring life. His apartment is a cesspool. He's has no recollection of what he's been doing. All he's known is what he is now, and that is living in a cesspool. He goes about fixing and cleaning up his life when he finally meets Masumi. Masumi is the protagonist of the story, and they rediscover themselves, and in doing so, they rediscover their secret path into the fantasy, the fantastical world that we live in. The story starts in Japan, and before you know it, and before they know it, the magic controlling the world takes over, and you're plunged into the fantasy. You're plunged into that magical world, just like in Harry Potter. So this story, I tend to market it as Harry Potter for adults. Though there is no gratuitous sex scenes in it, the content is more adult-based. You know, it's got some of the classical fantasy elements in it. Zombies, vampires, werewolves. It's got the balance between good and evil. It's got all of that wonderful stuff. And this book, Memories, it's a story of in a series. It's book one of three. Originally, I was going to make it longer, but I decided to make it three books because it's tying off very nicely. The second book, Brotherhood, will be released sometime next month, probably closer to August. So with that, I'd like to leave you with a story that popped into my head. It's a little short story. It's called The Drive, and it starts like this. He pursued the car softly, slowly. Where it was going, he didn't care. All he knew that he had to get to it. The life and challenge that was given to him was all wrapped up nice and neatly in a manila folder sitting next to him. As the car turned to the right, he followed. Just far enough to not lose it, but not be seen. This person had done him wrong, and that brought him an extra sense of pleasure. Every inch that he got closer, he knew what he had to do. He knew where he had to go. There was that once moment, there was that once scene where he knew that he had turned from his righteous path to one of revenge. It was no longer about the job. It was no longer for the money. This had personal written all over it, and he was going to take it. He was going to take his chance and enjoy every inch of it. He followed the car. It stopped at a clearing. He knew what he had to do. He had no choice anymore. He had gone too far. Pulling up closely behind, he saw that the car was empty. All the passengers had exited. They had gone deep into the woods. Could he get there in time? He had to. There was no other choice. Breaking through branches, the dark, muddy wood let out screams. No, please, I'll get you your money. I'll get you your whatever you need. Just please don't take me. Don't leave me like this. Don't. The voices became silent. He paused. Had he been too late? Slowly, he started to move again in the direction of the voices. Trying hard not to break branches, he ducked under bushes and crawled the last 50 yards just to make sure he wasn't seen. There they were, two men standing over a small child. The child, not older than 12, was kneeling, pleading for his life. The men just laughed and laughed. What could he do? He couldn't rush them. They would definitely see him coming. What could he do? He started to formulate a plan, working out his ideas in his head before putting them into action. I hope you all enjoy that. That's a little short story that I've been working on when I drive, and this pops into my head here and there, and I add a little bit to it day by day. It's not a story that I plan to put on paper. Please let me know what you think. This is Gino Kubo at Outliers, people breaking the mold. Please find me at ginokubo.com. That's ginokubo.com. Or please find me on my YouTube channel and or my Facebook, Gino Kubo Author, Gino Kubo Books. Please find all these contact informations on my website, and have a good day.